Why Otters Don't Wear Socks. Poems written and read by Roger Stevens. It's a tough life. It's tough being a poet, up at the crack of midday, thinking of rhyme schemes and rhythms, thinking of something to say. It's tough being a poet, strolling along the beach, searching for inspiration when inspiration's a wave out of reach. I sometimes think that a poet is the toughest thing you can be, as I walk in the shade of the forest, trying to think of a rhyme for tree. A poet's day off. On a poet's day off, haikus can have a couple of extra syllables. On a poet's day off, moon rhymes with July, and moons never wane or wax. On a poet's day off, he can forget about his income tax form. On a poet's day off, clouds blow across the sky, daffodils grow in clumps, the breeze doesn't sigh. On a poet's day off, words take wing, and similes can have a rest, like as not. A poet's day off? There's no such thing. People often ask me where I get my ideas from. Well, we have a poetry supermarket near where I live. There's an aisle for metaphors, another for similes. There's an adjectives aisle and a huge, absolutely enormous hyperbole section with billions of things in it. The ideas are usually in the chilled section because, well, as you know, they tend to go off very easily. Anyway, this poem is called The Ideas Hunt. I've got to write a poem. I've got to write it here. I'm running out of time, but I've got no idea. And an idea's what I need. What can I write about? I had some ideas yesterday, but the ideas all ran out. I chased after the ideas and pleaded, please come back. They turned around and laughed and said, you won't catch us like that. Where do ideas come from? I've been hunting them for ages, under stones and gooseberry bushes and in the yellow pages. I've got to write a poem. What am I going to do? I can't think of a poem. I haven't got a clue. So I went to see my teacher and I told her of my plight. She said, but you've just written one. And I said, gosh, you're right. What's my name? I'm the sun that lights the playground before the work begins. I'm the smile when teacher cracks a joke. I'm the giggles and the grins. In assembly, I'm the trophy that the winning team collects. In your maths book, I'm the page of sums where everyone's correct. I'm the pure blue sky and leafy green that wins the prize in art. I'm steamy, creamy custard dribbling down the cook's jam tart. I'm the noise of playtime rising through the stratosphere. I'm the act of kindness when you lent your kit to Mia. I'm the star you were awarded for your startling poetry. I'm the school gate swinging open on the stroke of 3:30. If you look for me, you'll find me. What's my name? Can you guess? I live just round the corner, and my name is Happiness. Frog class. I am in frog class. Ugly old frog class. Not cat class or dog class, but drippy old frog class. There's antelope and elephant and leopard with his spots class and dragon class, flamingo class and clever crafty fox class. But I am in frog class, the in the undergrowth class,